Waking back up to our own soul feels so good. And when you're ready to embark on this guided meditation, find yourself in a comfortable seated position, or maybe lying down somewhere, feeling supported by the earth, if that is what serves you. Start to tune into the beingness of your own body, the breath that flows through, that nourishes you. The breath that taps you in to filling your lungs and expanding your heart space. The breath that opens you back up to everything that is you, everything you have always been, and everything you will always be. Holding now in our mind's eye a vision of our third eye. Our third eye exists between our two eyeballs in the center of our forehead. Imagine your third eye as a glowing ball of light. This light can be any color that you imagine it to be. Maybe it's white. Maybe it's purple. Maybe it's pink. Whatever you see, that's your color. The color of your third eye, the color of your soul's eternal nature. Feel free in this moment to place your fingers on your third eye and give your third eye a little massage. Part of waking back up to our eternal souls means showing our physical vessel the love that it deserves, so that the home of our soul knows how appreciated it is, knows that we're in this together. We're not against our body just because we're trying to connect with our soul. We are not above our body. Our body is our hugest gift. It is our vessel to float and flow through this lifetime. And breathing into your third eye, massaging now in a circular clockwise direction. With any of your fingers, I prefer my middle finger here. Breathing, massaging clockwise. Eyes closed, tapping in, letting any images, any visions that pop up, letting them exist, letting them be here, letting them live. Your third eye is the home to your soul's memories, the memories that have existed in your soul since the beginning of time, since the endless world where we were the vessel in the light. And when you're ready, start to shift the massage of your third eye counterclockwise. And as you massage counterclockwise, imagine in your mind's eye stepping back in time, taking yourself back to a moment where you felt completely in tune, completely in alignment with your soul's eternal nature. This memory can be in this lifetime. It can be in a previous lifetime. It can be deep in the records of your soul. Whatever comes up, I ask you, I invite you to trust that your memory is real. Your memory is so real. Whether or not you consciously know that this memory was indeed happening, subconsciously, our minds know everything. Our subconscious is our soul. And as you massage your third eye counterclockwise, count backwards from 10 in your mind. 9, 8, Breathing. Six. Nourishing the lungs. Four. Three. Two. One. Now live in that memory. Let all the feelings, the smells, the sensations of touch, all the sounds, let them all wrap your being in a blanket of light. Walk around there, move your body, shake out any tension that exists here in the physical world. That tension does not have to be a part of your story there. In fact, there is no story there. The story is you. The story is your soul. And you can continue massaging your third eye or let your palms lie flat against your side. Palms facing up if you're sitting to receive, or facing down if that feels good. And ask yourself in this blissful place, what about this memory makes me feel so supported? What did I experience here that showed me that my soul was with me all the time? And if you're able to, grasp for a word that encapsulates everything you feel here. And see that word floating in front of your third eye. Read what it says. And reach for it with your fingertips and your palms. Cup it in your hands, that word. And bring your hands to your third eye, letting your palms fall flat against your forehead, sending the energy of that word into your mind's eye, and seeing that word float into your body, into your bloodstream, swirling around your organs, nourishing your heart, wrapping up your lungs, dancing on your stomach, sending chills up and down your legs, your feet, your toes, your arms, your hands, your fingertips, letting that word wrap around the tension in your neck and melt. Melt the individual muscles as all floats down the back of your body, your scapula, your spine, your tailbone. And then watch as that word comes back up your spine, swirling, swirling and swirling all the way up, passing your neck, up into your brain, wrapping your brain in love, thanking your brain for housing your subconscious, all of the stories we've been telling ourselves to make us feel safe. We can release those now. We are safe. We are the pure embodiment of safeness in our soul. And then this word swirls and wraps around our brain and comes up through the crown of our head. Faster swirling now, faster, all the way up through the crown of our head. Crown of our head opens. Light shines up into the sky, into the cosmos. And that word is going up to where our soul lives, where the energetic cords that connect our soul to our body, to our subconscious, where they all exist. Breathe here now. Now that this word has left its mark, its imprint on every piece of you, every organ, every cell, this word is imprinted in your DNA, and it now is connecting you to the cosmos, to your soul's eternal nature. Return now to your third eye and your mind's eye. Do you feel that your third eye is doing a dance? So happy to be nourished, to be cared for, to have the attention and love to take you to your soul's place, to your memory of your eternal soul, where everything exists, where everything will always be. And just know that your third eye holds so much power, so much power of your eternal nature. Whenever you want to return to this place, place your finger on your third eye. Give it a little massage. Show it some love. Remind it that you're here and that the veil between you and the visions, the dreams, the feelings, the visualizations that all exist right there in your mind's eye, that veil can be lifted by returning here. That veil exists because we chose to come into this human body, into this human experience, to evolve our souls and evolve our karma, make footprints on this earth. Footprints that embody our lasting eternal selves. But the veil doesn't have to be there. We live in a time where the veil is being pulled back. The veil is being pulled back to reveal what we've always known to be true, what we've always known to be so incredibly true, which is that we are the visions. We are the dreams. Nothing exists between us and the universe. Nothing exists between us and the eternal nature of our spirit. Our eyes are the window to our souls. Our eyes can always see what sometimes our physical vessel is not willing to see. But now we know our mind's eye is working in our favor. Our mind's eye is our greatest gift. The memory we hold where we have felt so connected to our soul is there for us at all times. It is molded into our brain, into our hearts, into our subconscious. And when you feel that you've fully experienced all of the senses of this memory in this lifetime or past, know that you can come here at any time, in any place, in any moment. This is for you. This is yours. This is yours to be had. And this is yours to dance with and to play with and to return to at any time. And I invite you to stay here as long as you wish. And when you are ready, place that finger onto your third eye. And slowly start to massage in a circle, clockwise. And we'll count 10, breathing, 8, 7, feeling all of those senses coming with you. 5, 4, knowing that this is here for you in every moment, always. 2, 1, returning to your body, keeping those eyes closed, knowing that your eternal soul is with you now. You're not alone. You have so much help, so much support, so much guidance. Your eternal soul is your piece of the cosmos, is your piece of everything that has always existed, that is you. Take that color that you saw in your mind's eye. Let that color explode all around you. The veil is lifted now. All there is a bubble of light and energy and beauty and bounty surrounding you with an energy, a language that your eternal soul understands in ways we are only beginning to understand in our conscious minds. But we are so much more than our conscious minds. We are so much more. Allow that color to become your ally. Just like the earth, the cosmos, and our spirits are some of our greatest allies, this color is you. This color represents your eternal soul, your eternal nature. And how good does that feel? This color is always here for you. This world that exists in your third eye, in your mind's eye, this is your world. Let it be so. Let it be so that your deepest innate power is you. We don't believe the stories anymore. We don't believe the constructs. We don't believe the limiting barriers that hold us back. We don't believe the veil. We thank the veil. We thank the veil for protecting us, and we also tell the veil, you can go now. You've lovingly protected me for as long as I have needed, until I was ready to wake back up to my eternal soul. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I am ready now. Bask in this power. This power is yours. Your soul's eternal home is here for you always. Always and forever, and always and forever, through the barriers of time, through the walls of this existence, nothing has to be real. Everything can be real. Your eternal soul is you, is you, is you. The love and reverence that your eternal soul has for your physical vessel is beyond your wildest beliefs. The capacity for love, for receiving, for giving, for filling up the vessel and for being the vessel, for shining the light, for being the light, is infinite. Anything that no longer serves you is not yours. You have the power to let it go. You have the power to let it go now. You have the power to fill in the gaps. You have the power to fill in the gaps now, to guide yourself back to your soul's home in every moment. I invite you to stay here for as long as you wish. And when you're ready, allow that color to come back into your life with you. Your life is not the same. You are not the same. You are eternal in new ways. Ways that you always have been. This has always been you. When you're ready, open your eyes. Bring that color with you. You are new. You are an eternal soul. Thank yourself and come back here whenever you wish.